Today is the Feast of St. James. There are some things we know about James that are worth recalling. He was from Galilee, Jesus' home, son of Zebedee, his father, and brother to John. James and John inherited their father's trade. They were all fishermen. Jesus called both James and John to be disciples, and they quickly followed him. Jesus seems to have had a special relationship with these brothers. He invites them to be with him in the glory experienced at his transfiguration, and also to be with him in all his vulnerability at Gethsemane. Jesus trusts them enough to let them see him cry and struggle. He calls them sons of thunder, indicating both had tempers. As is shown in today's gospel, they had a pushy mother wanting to see them become successful. But also it is clear from the text that it was they who put their mother up to approaching Jesus. When Jesus says, "You don't know what you are asking," he is speaking to James and John, not to their mother. And the other disciples are mad at them, not at their mother, for approaching Jesus about a future position of power in the kingdom. So both James and John are ambitious. Followers of Jesus, yes, but they are also looking out for themselves and their own future. Whatever happens in this crazy kingdom of God that Jesus talks about, they want to end up on top. I think we can see in James and John people much like ourselves. Whatever happens in this crazy life of ours, we do want to end up on top. We want to be in control. And Jesus says to them, he says to all disciples, he says to us, leave that way of thinking behind. In my vision of life, there is no being on top or on bottom, no being above or below, no being Lord. The concern is just service. Service even to the point of sacrificing yourself for others. That's the model Jesus sets for us as a church, as a community, as a parish. Let us work to become people of service, not people of rank. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that James was killed at the order of King Herod Agrippa in an early crackdown on the Christian communities in Judea. So James had learned to accept Jesus' vision and model of life. Let us also try to learn.